This evening to Psalms chapter 23 once again. Psalms chapter 23. I mentioned this morning that I believe the Lord was leading us to go through the Psalms 23. Probably do it a few more messages. This morning we looked at Psalms chapter 23, verse number 1. We talked about who the Lord was and why we should make him our shepherd. And then it goes along with our theme, I believe, for the year when we're talking about delighting in the Lord. And we entitled the message this morning, Delighted in His Care. So we're just going to continue on with that theme, Delighting in His Care. That's the second part of the message. David here is joyfully saying, the Lord is my shepherd. And it's something we should be joyful about because He's God, He's Lord, He's Creator. And when we recognize and we make God and the right and have the right perception of God, it will strip away our pride. We will see that we did not make ourselves. It's He's that's made us. And as He has made us, we should be willing to follow after Him and follow His leadership. And tonight, the message just talking about in verse number 2, the Bible says, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. And when David is speaking here, he's speaking as the sheep. He's not the shepherd. He was the shepherd many times for his father. And we remember that in the story of Samuel. And here he's saying, the Lord is my shepherd. He is the sheep. And when he says, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he's referring to the fact that as the shepherd is making him rest. Rest, isn't that? That's a wonderful word. I think rest is a good word and something that physically that many times we need. And spiritually was really important too. And so now I'd like to look a little bit about, He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. As I told you, I am not an expert when it comes to herding or when it comes to shepherding, but I've done a little research and a little bit of study that applies to this. And as you learn more about the illustrations that God talks about, and as you learn more about the things that God uses as examples, the Bible opens up. The Holy Spirit illuminates things and helps us understand a little bit more. This idea of rest is something God wants us to do. He wants us not to be an anxious, worried-filled people. He wants us to our soul to have rest. He doesn't want you to spend your entire life anxious about all different things, about what's going to happen here and what's not going to happen here. And the Bible tells us to be careful for nothing, which means be anxious for nothing. A sheep is known as an anxious or a restless animal. The sheep will only find comfort and rest and lie down in green pastures when things are exactly the way that they should be and in the presence of their shepherd. The presence of the shepherd makes the biggest deal. Now, once again, if the shepherd has prepared the fields and the shepherd has taken away the different things that cause them to worry, then they'll rest on their own. But when these other things are in their sight, when these other things are causing problems, the presence of the shepherd is something that will calm them. Tonight, I'd like to think a little bit about delighting in His care and how we can rest in the Lord. The Bible talks about in Psalms 37, 7, our chapter for the year, chapter goes along with our theme, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. It's an amazing thing. God says, look, I don't want you to fret. He says, fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his ways, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. He says, these are things I do not want you to worry about. These are things I do not want you to be concerned about. These are things that you should not waste your time thinking on. What does he tell us to think about? He tells us the person that stays in perfect peace is the mind who has their mind stayed on him. I appreciate Brother Parker's song. I remember when we talked about delighting in the presence of God, I thought that to my mind. Says, well, that would have been a great song for him to sing that morning before I preached about delighting in his presence. But it goes along with this also. In the presence of Jehovah, we can rest. Why is that? It's because he knows it all. He's got it all under control. He's the one that can take away the fears. He's the one that can take away the frictions. He's the one that can take away those annoying problems. He provides everything we need if we'll learn to just simply rest in him. So as I mentioned this morning, the comparison that we have as people, as sheep, is because some of the different characteristics that sheep have are some of the characteristics that many times we will also have a problem with. Talked about stubbornness. We also talked about a lack of knowledge when it came to things. The Bible says in Matthew chapter number 11, 28 through 30, Jesus makes this invitation. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Now, we're not just talking about physical rest here, but more importantly, we're talking about spiritual rest. And then Jesus says, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Many times in our Christian lives, it doesn't feel that way. I don't know about you, but sometimes the person who lives for God seems like they got everything against them. And they do have the devil that rises up against them, and it seems like there's troubles and anxiety and worries that come along that we feel like we have no other choice but try to fix ourselves. But he makes this invitation. He's the one that says that my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And he's like, well, it doesn't feel that way. I'm living a Christian life. I'm trying to do what's right, but it seems like everything is going wrong. What makes the difference? And he says to them, he says, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest. It's this idea that Jesus says, you can have rest unto your souls if you will learn of him and you will work together with him instead of against him and instead of for him. Many times we see a problem, an issue, and we think, well, God's not doing anything with it. I need to do something. And the sheep, similar as we talked about this morning, that one sheep that kept on going up and down the fence, looking for its way out, trying to find the better way because the shepherd wasn't providing what she thought she needed. In our Christian lives, many times we don't rest in the Lord, and because we don't rest in the Lord, we become anxious. We become heavy laden. Laden down with what? Laden down with the burdens that God never intended for us to carry. There's a verse in Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So this is the point, is if we look at these five different things that cause a sheep to be restless, that causes a sheep not to lie down in the green pastures, as we look at these five different things, I want you to think about that it's about the shepherd. It's not about you. It's not about the sheep. It's about the shepherd providing and giving them the opportunity to have what they need. So let's look at verse number 2 again. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. And once again, you see the word he here twice. It's referring to the shepherd. And it's about the shepherd, because in the shepherd's presence, everything's okay. But when the shepherd's not there, that's when the anxiety and the worry happens to the sheep and causes them to be able to go back and forth and causes them not to lie down in the green pastures. And that's why David is saying here, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He is forcing me to. Anybody tell you, you're going to have to rest? I had a doctor tell me on Thursday when I went to see him, because I pretty much lost my voice Thursday afternoon. And I said to him, hey, doctor, wasn't too particularly impressed with this doctor, but that's another point. But I said, doctor, I want to be able to talk on Sunday. And he says, well, then rest your voice on Friday and Saturday. And I was like, that's like impossible to do. Well, most impossible. You know, what do you mean rest your voice on Friday? My wife looked at me and says, did you rest your voice today? And I said, well, you're asking me a question. I have to talk now. But I did not talk as much on Friday. I felt better on Saturday, and I did not do as much at the Super Saturday as I normally would do with my voice. And so I tried to rest it, but it's kind of like, man, how are you supposed to rest? And when you got all these things to do and all these problems, all these issues, but what was needed was rest. Did I rest it? Somebody asked me this afternoon, did you rest your voice this afternoon? Well, after church, I had an appointment with somebody. It was supposed to only take a few minutes and took an hour, and I did a lot of talking, and so I did rest it for a little while. Once again, I don't want you to feel sorry for me. I'm just trying to tell you, you know, rest is something when we do not rely on the Savior. Rest is something you're never going to get, but it's something that God intends for you to have. He wants your soul to have rest, and that rest is found in him. We feel like we got to fix everything. We feel like we got to take care of everything. We feel like the burden's on me. I got to do this. And once again, we do not shirk our responsibilities. We do not be lazy with our responsibilities. We do not be the slothful person. But we have placed burdens upon ourselves that God has never intended for us to have on ourselves. And what he says to us, as David is saying, and David had a lot of burdens. He could have cast them on God, or he could have put them on himself. When he put them on himself, what did he do? He went to the king of the Philistines king two different times and saw different things that happened. If David would have rested in the Lord and continued, it would have been a weird journey. It would have been a difficult journey. But David found rest and peace when God made him rest in these green pastures. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. So tonight, we want to look at some different things about the difference between when we see the presence of God and the shepherd that makes all the difference. Five different things that causes the sheep to be restless. Five different things that causes the sheep to be restless or takes away its rest, causes them not to lie down in the green pastures. Number one is fear. Number one is fear. If the sheep is afraid, then it will not rest. They're very fearful animals. As I was reading and doing some research, it talks about how even a little jackrabbit jumping out of the bushes can cause 200 sheep to run the other way. And little animals and just a change in the scenarios and the circumstances can cause the sheep to just go and run and be fearful. But the difference is, if the shepherd's there, the fear is gone. I don't know about you, but there's been different times in my life in different places that I felt comfortable and was not afraid, probably when most people would have been. I remember the first time I remember riding with my dad in the car. He was a police officer. And the first time I ever remember sitting in the police car. I don't know if I was supposed to be in it or not, but he got a call. He turned the lights on and the siren was going. It was fast, and he was going to a dangerous situation. You know, most people would be timid or afraid, and they would be like, wow, we're headed to this spot. It's not the spot for a kid. I could care less. My dad was with me. You know, my dad carried a gun. In my mind, my dad was Superman. No one could stop my dad. Now, as I get older, I understand that he's human, and I realize that. But in what would be maybe a dangerous situation when most people would be afraid, the presence of my dad calmed me, because I understood that my dad would not allow anything bad to happen to me. And in my limited knowledge and my dad's strength and my dad's ability, he would not let something to happen to me. But guess what? In my dad's strength and ability, he can't always stop things from happening to me. But the difference about our great shepherd or a good shepherd is that in the presence of him, he can change everything. There is nothing that he cannot stop from happening. There is nothing that he cannot control. He can do all things, and he does all things well, and he has done all things well. So in the presence of the shepherd, there are sometimes that we will come and we'll say, I'm worried, I'm afraid about what's going to happen. But the Bible tells us, for God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And it's the understanding that if we truly want rest for our souls, we must learn to rely in him and rely in his presence. If we truly want to rest, we must cast out fear and embrace what God has planned for us. And I know sometimes there is people will say, well, of course you're going to be afraid of this or that. Well, what true courage is choosing to do what is needed to be done despite the fact there are circumstances that would tell you, make you fearful. Of course, if there's something that is dangerous in front of you, you're going to be wise with it. It's not like you're going to laugh at a poisonous snake. You're going to take caution with that. But at the same time, in the presence of the shepherd, you're going to find strength and hope in what he can allow you to do and cause you to do. Fear is something that would cause the sheep to run in a mass exodus because of a small animal or because of something that was not even an intimidation or something that was a problem, but instead it still caused an issue. And one of the things is that when one got afraid, many got afraid, and many would stampede off, which is not good for sheep, especially those that have young ones. And the same thing in our lives is that when one person becomes fearful of something that probably isn't even something that we should be concerned with, they cause other people to be fearful. And as they cause other people to be fearful, it causes them to head and it causes them to run somewhere else. But while they're running, they're fearful and they are not resting the way that God wants them to be resting. As we consider our health and as we consider our finances, as we consider things such as the state of America, we should be conservative about those things, and we should pray for those things, and we should live lives that are healthy. But at the same time, all those things are in God's hands. And as these things are in God's hands, we should not be fearful of that, but instead, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith. Our faith begins with Jesus. Our faith should end with Jesus. And as we are faithful to believing and trusting that he is the one in control, we can have rest despite the most hard situations. Look what it says in verse number four. It says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And that's it's a connection there, that the fretting and the worry, he's like, I'm not going to be afraid. If I die, I get to go to heaven. That's not a bad thing. Mr. Bateman said this morning in Sunday school, if we die, then guess what? Is that really that bad of a thing? And I know people are going to be mourning and people are going to miss, but what is the worst thing they can do to you? Is give you a one-way ticket to see Jesus. And that's not the worst. That's not that bad. So fear is one of the things that causes a sheep to not have rest, and fear in our own hearts and our minds. And it's amazing what some people worry about. I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to pay this bill. I'm afraid that this is going to happen. And they begin worrying 90% of the times. Things that we worry about never even ever happen. But we lose sleep over it. And how many times by losing sleep over something, we accomplish something? It doesn't happen. So if we want to keep our minds to be kept on perfect peace, have perfect peace, our minds need to be stayed on him. Second thing I found a little bit interesting, and once again, as I study through it, I learn things about sheep, is the word friction. Friction. Not just fear, but friction. Just like all different animals, there's a pecking order. As you think about hens, there's a pecking order. And as I was doing, they talked about cattle having a horning order. This is, as a sheep, there are sheep that like to show their dominance, and there are people out there that like to show their dominance, and there's people out there that likes to cause friction by showing their dominance. And that's where they talked about how the sheep, if there was a ewe or a female sheep that was there, and it was an older one that wanted a certain piece of ground, and there was a younger one there, they would kind of get themselves ready, and they would use her head to bump it and try to use her head to knock the sheep over and get the sheep out of their way, and butt the head of the sheep, and they would do whatever they could to cause friction. You got one sheep that's older and kind of cantankerous and a little bit bigger than the rest, and they want a piece of ground, and they want to show who's boss. They'll come over and they'll knock the other one over, and they'll do whatever they can to show their power and show their authority. You know what changes then when the shepherd comes around? They don't do that. They don't do that as much, at least. And when the shepherd does come around, you know what happens? The shepherd takes care of that sheep that is causing the issues and the problems. One thing that causes a sheep not to rest in the Lord is when there's friction. When there's friction. We got to be careful that there not be friction amongst the brothers and sisters in Christ. We got to be careful when there's not frictions inside our home and friction inside of our relationships. We talked about last week on Sunday afternoon the importance of going to somebody and going to individuals and speaking to them in the terms of making sure that their relationships are correct and their relationships are right, and the importance about brothers and sisters of Christ dwelling together in unity with one heart and with one mind for one purpose, for the cause of Jesus Christ. Friction is something that causes the sheep to be able to be unrestless, to be restless, excuse me, and not to get the rest they need. And I want you to understand, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. David understood this as a shepherd, that he needed to make sure the sheep felt comfortable and that they were not afraid, but he needed to make sure that the sheep were not causing problems against one another. The Bible says, blessed are the peacemakers, happy are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And it's important to get this and understand that if we truly want rest, we must be good in our relationships. We must be willing to take that reconciliation step and say, sometimes it's difficult, sometimes it's hard, but I need to make sure that I'm right with God. I need to make sure I'm right with my family. I need to make sure I'm right with my brothers and sisters in Christ. Does not mean that the other person is going to react the same way or react the way they should. Normally, it does happen that way, but friction amongst the family is something that will cause a person not to have the rest they need. God offers rest. He says, take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. Ye shall find rest unto your souls. If we will learn not to fear, we're going to find rest for our souls. If we learn not to have friction amongst other people, you're going to find rest for your soul. He says, Pastor, there's somebody who's completely different than me. How can I not have friction with them? Well, if you're saved and if you're on your way to heaven, sometimes you have to learn how to agree to disagree. I'm not saying that you justify sin. I'm saying you have to learn to agree to disagree. And then when you get to heaven, you find out who's right. So it's important not to allow friction to be in your heart and friction to be in your soul amongst the body. The third thing that causes a person, or as a sheep, does not willing to lie down, but the only way to the sheep will lie down is when they are not afraid and where they are not having friction amongst one another. It causes a problem when there's someone that's trying to run the camp and someone that's trying to show and throw their weight around and someone who's trying to be the person that's causing issues and problems. The third thing is I call pestilence. I don't know what the right word for it was. I was trying to find an F, so they would be all Fs, but it doesn't matter. Pestilence is where it comes in. It's the idea of the bugs and the parasites that get on the sheep. Sometimes the sheep don't understand how to take care of themselves. They need a shepherd to take care of them, and there will be bugs and there will be parasites, things that will attach to them and that will cause them not to be cause them not to get rest. You ever seen an animal? I know sometimes when I've seen my dog, they maybe have fleas and they keep on scratching, and you feel bad for the dog because you don't want the dog to sit there and suffer, and you just wish it would stop. And I think, well, it's just not an animal. I see sometimes when a person gets poison ivy and they know they're not supposed to scratch, and the whole entire time they're like thinking that, man, I'd love to scratch that. And it's the idea there's something that's there that's attached to them. There's something that has grabbed a hold of them, and it's something that they're allowing to be a pestilence in their life. And it's something that just causes you to not get the rest that you need, not to get the help that you need. And I know that this happened this past week with me on Thursday night. I couldn't stop coughing. I only got a few hours of sleep. I know some of you go with 3 or 4 or 5 hours of sleep. I wish I could do that. I need a little bit more sleep than that. But I coughed pretty much all night and didn't get any rest. And it made me think about this pestilence, something that is continually in my thoughts and my mind is causing me to stop. So what is some pestilence that would happen to a sheep? Maybe a tick, maybe a parasite, maybe something that has got on their skin and they can't take care of, and they're just uneasy and they're uncomfortable, and they're something that they just can't fix on their own. And they sit there and they walk back and forth, and maybe they try to find something to rub up against to cause it to get some scratching there. I don't know all the things, but you get the picture of what pestilence and parasites and ticks and bugs can do to an animal. Now, so what's something like that in our lives that could take our rest away? Maybe it's a sin that's in our hearts and our lives that we can't stop thinking about. Maybe it's an addiction that we have. And you say, addiction? You mean alcohol? Alcohol or tobacco, but what about pornography? What about just watching TV? What about listening to the wrong things, watching the wrong things? What about being a sports fanatic? What about being addicted to giving the wrong spot for even your work? Even sometimes giving the wrong spot to our families, making things an idol that they're always constantly on our mind. We got to make sure everything's got to be perfect. Everything's got to be right. It's got to be this and that. And there are certain things, giving the wrong emphasis on money. There are certain things that will attach to us that will be constant on us that we always have to deal with. We always have to do something with that we'll never take the time to rest in our souls. The sheep, they're not, he says, he maketh me lie down in green pastures. They're not going to find the rest until everything is the way it's supposed to be in the presence of the shepherd. So if we live our lives in the presence of the shepherd, we will not fear. If we live our lives in the presence of the shepherd, that friction should abate. It should be gone. You know, if there's a problem, we realize the shepherd's going to have to take care of that sheep. The shepherd's going to take care of that problem. I can't fix that person anyway. The shepherd's going to do it, and I'm going to trust in the shepherd, looking unto Jesus. If there's a problem in our lives and truth wants to be brought to light, like it talks in Psalms 37, sometime we'll look at this year, if truth wants to be brought to the light, the shepherd's going to have to do it. No matter how much I work and no matter how much I try to make it happen, the shepherd takes care of the friction. The shepherd's the one that can take care of the pestilence too. A good shepherd is one that will take care of its animals. It will see its animal sitting there and struggling, and will take the animal and maybe dip it in chemicals, maybe find the ticks on the animal, whatever it's needed. The good shepherd will do whatever it's needed to cause that pestilence to be away. They'll take them places where that pestilence is not so well known. The fourth thing that we look at that causes a restlessness is food. If they do not get the food that they need, they will continually be walking around and looking and searching for it. If they're not full, there's something that will cause them to not find the rest they need. I don't know about you, but I like eating a nice meal, and I like to rest after that meal. And sometimes it's a danger to take a nap after you eat. I know you're supposed to get up and take a walk, but after you eat something, it feels good to just rest for a little while. But food, it says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. A little bit about what we talked about this morning. I shall not want. Here, the green pastures is a place that they could lay down and they could rest because it provided the nourishment that it needed. And many times what a sheep would do is once it's there and it's in its right spot, it will find the nourishment it needs and be able to lay down. It won't be able to lay down in the brown pastures because they're not going to get the nourishment they need. They're going to continually looking for the nourishment they need. And I tell you, in our Christian lives, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. But there are so many different empty vacuums that if people start hungering and thirsting for the things of this world, they're never going to be filled. They're never going to find satisfaction like we talked about this morning. Shall not want. I don't know how many times people said, well, if I just do this one more time, I'll be happy just to do it again. How many times have we started a diet just to start it again tomorrow, just to start it the next day? Because if we fill our desires that one day, you know what? That desire is still going to be there that we're going to want more and more. But if we long to hunger and thirst after righteousness and see that God is everything that we need, see that God provides everything that we need, see that God is our shepherd, and since he's given us something, we will not desire. We instead will be contented. And there should be contented with that food that's in there. As Paul said, and no matter whatever state he was, he had learned how to be content. Food is something that causes them to need something. And when we feast on the wrong things, we're not going to be safe. We're not going to be satisfied, and we are not going to be restful. Last but not least is thirst. And look at this last phrase. He leadeth me beside the still waters. One thing, water is very important. Water is something that I know not everybody likes to drink. I know it's become popular in the last 10 years for everybody drinking water because they see the benefit of water. But water is something that's needed, something that keeps the body going, and especially for a sheep, it's something that's needed, and it's important. And the Bible says, he leadeth me beside the still waters. There's different ways that a sheep should get water. Number one is from a well. If the shepherd would have to go and have to provide that water, have to pull the well up and do whatever's necessary to cause the sheep to have water. Another way that sheep gets water is in the morning time by eating the dew off the grass. The sheep gets up early enough, it will see that, especially if there's green pastures there, there will be dew on the grass, and that will satisfy them. Another way that a sheep gets water, if they're thirsty enough, they'll go looking for water at the shepherd. The good shepherd doesn't provide it for them. Then they'll go looking for water, and unfortunately, they'll drink things that are not good for them. They'll go to the mud hole, and they're so thirsty. They're not the smartest people in the world. They're not the smartest animal in the world. They'll just start sucking down the water that's just sitting there on the grass, even though it's not good for them, and it has parasites and has other things that are dangerous. Thirst is something that if same thing with the goes along with the food, is if we're thirsting for the wrong things, we will begin to make ourselves people that have pestilence and things that are causing issues and problems in our life. And instead of finding the rest that God promises, instead of finding the rest that God offers, instead of saying, my yoke is easy, my burden is light, we instead are trying to carry this large burden around that the shepherd never intended us to be burdened with. It's because we're hungering and we're thirsting after the wrong things. But look what he says, he maketh me to lie down in the green pastures. God is the one that provides the good food. He leadeth me beside the still waters. It is God who has done the work and done the things that are needed to provide the food and provide the water as the good shepherd. Remember, it's delighting in his care. It's taking great pleasure in what God has given us and recognizing God as our shepherd and whatever he provides for us, the food he gives us, the water that he gives us. And I know it's a spiritual picture because our soul becomes thirsty. Our soul becomes lacking. I don't know about you, in my Christian life, there's been times when I've been hungering and thirsting because I have not been reading the Word of God. I try to fill myself with maybe entertainment or fill myself with different things, and I realize there's something that's needed. It's my spiritual side that's becoming weak. It's my spiritual side that's becoming anemic. It's my spiritual side that has a great need that is there, and the shepherd is the one that has already provided
the green pasture. He's already given us the word of God. And it's the shepherd who brings us beside the still waters. It's the shepherd, the one that takes the water. Remember, they're fearful people. He says still water because David knows if he had taken them to a water that was a river and the river was flowing too much, the sheep wouldn't eat, wouldn't drink. And just as they get up in the morning early to take advantage of that dew does not last all day. The water that's needed is something that we can feast on in the morning time in the Word of God. It's something that we can learn and grow from, and we can get to know Him and understand Him, how much better our day is. If you go back and you read, and I know there's some people who do devotions at night, and there's some people who do it in the afternoon. I understand that. But if you go back and read many of the great characters of the Bible, not of the Bible, but great characters of past years of Christians, they talk so much about that early morning hour, that early morning time that they got alone with God, and they fed on the green pastures. They took a drink, a nice long drink of the still waters. And then throughout their day, you know what they're doing? They're resting in the Lord. Yeah, they might be working a job. Yes, they might be coming across obstacles and problems, but their faith has been found in Jesus Christ. Their encouragement has been built up from that morning time. And those things that would seem overwhelming and those things that would seem fearful, the presence of the shepherd is there with them. And in the presence of Jehovah, in the presence of the shepherd, the fear is gone. The friction is gone. The pestilence gone. The need for food, the hunger is gone. The thirsting is gone because the shepherd provides all those things. So I don't know about you. I want rest for my soul. I know where that comes from. We live in a broken world. There's people who are going to get sick. There's people who have to have surgery. There's financial issues. We don't really know how long America is going to be around the way we know it. With the way things are going in this world and the way America is headed, you know, it's headed for, as the preachers would say, ruin or revival. And it's headed down a bad pathway, and we need to do our best. Should we worry about that? Should we be fearful of it? And we fear the Lord. We have a respect for Him, and we want to do things according to His plan. And whatever the Lord allow to come our way, we're going to do what's right, and we're going to do what's best. But we got to learn to feast on the Word of God. We got to learn that He is our shepherd. For such a time as this, God placed us here. He brought us to this church. He brought us to this family. He brought us to our own families, our own jobs. And as we're following the great shepherd, we'll learn that He's the one that provides everything we need when we take nourishment from the things He's given us. When we take nourishment from other things, we're going to still be thirsty. We're still going to be longing. We're still going to be that restless sheep that's up looking for something they don't need. And they're going to feed on things that are only going to make them sick. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. I wonder how many of us really truly rest. How many of us can spend our day amongst the valley of the shadow of death? How many of us can be around all those things that would make us afraid, but in the presence of the shepherd, we find peace? Most of us don't rest like we could. Most of us don't rest like we should. But the Bible says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Say, Pastor, it doesn't seem easy, it doesn't seem light. Are we doing things God's way? Because as we do things God's way, as we learn to forgive, as we learn to cast off bitterness, as we learn to give, as we learn to be faithful, we leave everything in God's hands. We say, God, this is yours. You've asked me to do this. I followed you, and I'm expecting you to take me to that green pasture. I'm expecting you to take me to that still waters. And you see verse number 3, He restoreth my soul. And we're going to look at that a little bit next time we talk on this. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. God's name is on this. He's not going to fail. No one's ever going to be able to say, God did this to me, and he's the one that failed me. No, He's going to lead us in the paths of righteousness because His name's on us. If we're willing to follow Him, no one's ever going to be able to look at Him and say, He led me to the wrong spot. It's because He knows what's best. I don't know what you're going through tonight. I know what some of you are going through. And I'm glad I don't have to go through it. Some of it's tough. Some of it's hard. But as long as you're following the shepherd, we can have rest in knowing that we can lie down in that green pasture. He makes us lie down in the green pasture. How does he make us do that? He takes away all the fear. He takes away all the friction. He takes away all the pestilence. He takes away the hunger and the thirsting when we follow after him. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Let's go ahead and stand to our feet. Heads bowed and eyes closed for a time.